Good morning to each one who has honored us with your presence for this study. It's good to have you in the audience. But why not tell your friends and neighbors about the Seeds of Truth? We are now in our second year over this station at the same time slot. I again remind each one to check all things you hear over this station or from pulpits across the land. Be sure that what you accept is found in the inspired Word of God. Your speaker is Robert Swain. In the study last week, I introduced a subject which I wish to continue today. In fact, for the next few lessons, it's entitled Wrong is Always Wrong. In the first place, I pointed out that wrong is wrong even though most people accept it. Also, wrong is wrong even though one does not get caught by man. The third point I made was wrong is wrong even though it gives a person pleasure. So this morning I continue with the thought wrong is wrong, although a person does it for someone else. You remember Judas Iscariot, how he bargained with the chief priest to deliver Jesus unto them for 30 pieces of silver? And that deed is recorded for us in Matthew the 26th chapter, verses 14 through 16. Now Judas did indeed carry out the betrayal as recorded in verses 47 through 50. Although Judas betrayed Jesus because the chief priest wanted him to do it, he still did wrong. Later, Judas said, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and he departed and went and hanged himself. In the 27th chapter of Matthew, verses 3 through 5. Now notice just here, even if someone pays us to do wrong, it's still wrong. A person who holds the ladder for a thief to get into a house, or one who drives a getaway car for a bank robber, is also guilty of wrongdoing. Wrong is wrong, even though it's done for someone else. Wrong is wrong, even though a person thinks it's right. Solomon tells us that every way of man is right in his own eyes, Proverbs 21 and 2. And again, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, Proverbs 12 and 15. You notice here that even though the way of a fool is right in his or her own thinking, that does not make it right. Because in Proverbs 14 and 12, Solomon tells us, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now what Solomon is saying is simply this, something may seem right to a person, but in reality it's wrong. And the fact that a person may think it's right does not make it right. Now take a person who may think that it's right to teach that salvation is by faith only, or at the point of faith. But that does not make it right. James tells us that we're not saved by faith only in James 2 and 24. It takes obedience to every command of the Lord for one to be saved. This includes the words of Jesus when he stated, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, Mark 16, 15 and 16. A person may think that it's right to teach that a person who's been put away or divorced by his or her spouse for reasons other than fornication has the right to marry again. But that does not make it right. You remember what Jesus said in Matthew 19 and 9, And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except for fornication and shall marry another committeth adultery, and he that marrieth her when she is put away committeth adultery. You see, there's only one reason for a person to remarry, and that's fornication. Of course, the death of a spouse would give one the right to remarry. Divorce caused by any other reason does not give the right to remarry, even though one may think it's right. Wrong is wrong, even though a person thinks that it's right. Saul of Tarsus, you remember him? How he thought that he was right when he persecuted Christians. He thought he was right when he opposed Christ. Listen to him. He said, I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And I both shut up many of the saints in prison, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I gave